This is KUOW. I'm Paige Browning. A high school stage north of Seattle will have a direct connection to the Oscars stage this weekend. Lily Gladstone, Mount Lake Terrace High School class of 2004, is up for an Academy Award on Sunday and has a lot of buzz around her. Gladstone was nominated for Best Actress in their role in the film Killers of the Flower Moon, based on the true story of a series of murders in the Osage Nation in Oklahoma in the 1920s. It all started for her in the theater scene at Mount Lake Terrace High. Jeannie Berzovich was her drama teacher, and Stephen Merlino was her English teacher, and they are here to talk about this huge moment for their former student. Hi to both of you.
Hi.
Hi, Paige.
So glad that you're here. So Gladstone grew up on the Blackfeet Nation Reservation in Montana, but moved to Western Washington when she was in middle school. And she has spoken very highly about her experience at Mount Lake Terrace. Jeannie, I want to start with you here. How does it feel to see Lily up for an Oscar?
Well, I just burst with pride. I'm so proud of her in so many ways.
What do you remember about having Lily in your classes or in your productions?
Well, so a lot of the things that we talk about Lily now as an actress in Hollywood and her interest in elevating others, those are the same things that I saw Lily as a student in Mount Lake Terrace High School. She's always been someone who was supportive of her peers, who elevated everyone around her, who spoke out in favor of her Blackfeet community. She's just always been that person.
And Stephen, let's bring you in here. So you were Lily's English teacher, and I understand you also have a theater-related memory of her. My producer told me that you created a Shakespeare club so Lily and some classmates could go on a field trip to Ashland, Oregon's Shakespeare Festival. Tell me about that.
We had to have a club, otherwise you couldn't do field trips. So we created this club. We didn't do meetings. We didn't have anything like that. The only thing we did was go to Ashland. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival has a tremendous educational outreach. We got down there. They put us in dorm rooms. The kids got to see what it was like to live in a college dorm room, eat college dorm food. Hooray. And then they, you know, we had workshops, acting workshops, theater stage combat workshops, physical comedy workshops. It was so much fun. And we also saw five plays. I remember that time as one of the highlights of my career. Then 13 years later, I was down in Ashland again, and Lily was there as well, but she wasn't a student then. She was actually on the stage.
Oh.
There are some kids that all you need to do is expose them to things and they do the rest. And I feel that way about Lily and that trip to Ashland.
Wow. Stephen, thank you for sharing that. That is such an amazing memory. And Jeannie, I'm curious about the drama program now. How's the program doing?
Well, it's kind of a loaded question right now. So a lot of schools are suffering from severe shortfalls in finances. And the first ones that get cut are the visual and performing arts programs. And so we currently have reduced all of our programs visually and performing arts by half.
Oh, just so I understand it, the program where Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone went to high school, it's been cut in half.
Correct.
And there's fear that there could be more coming.
That's certainly an issue that's on the table right now.
Yeah, a story that many schools across the state are facing themselves as well.
That's correct.
My final question for you too. So Gladstone's graduating class voted her most likely to receive an Oscar. This was in the yearbook, and now she has a chance. What will you and your students be doing on Sunday?
We have a great big celebration to come together as a support for the theater program. And then we'll go upstairs to watch on the big screen as Lily is presented with her Oscar.
Well, I wish you a great weekend and Oscars ceremony. Jeannie Berzovich and Stephen Merlino teach at Mount Lake Terrace High School. Thank you so much for telling us about your former student, Academy Award nominee, Lily Gladstone.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Paige.